Meditations for Manic Motorists, In-Car Relaxation Techniques, written by David Mickey and read by Nicholas Bell. I'm sure that some of you will be wondering about the paradox of meditating while driving. Can you really do both at the same time? Let me say at the outset that I won't be suggesting you close your eyes or adopt the lotus position behind the steering wheel. Neither of these are important aspects of meditation, nor will I be talking you into a deep trance state. That doesn't have anything to do with meditation either. Meditation is a state that combines a relaxed physical posture with mental alertness, arguably the ideal state for driving. If we take an objective look at ourselves, many of us don't have a particularly good posture for a lot of the time we're behind the wheel. Perhaps we slump in our seat or hold tension in our shoulders. We could almost certainly benefit from being more mindful of our physical posture. As for what's happening in our mind, well, let's just say that most of the time our thoughts are on just about everything except what we're doing. We're listening to the radio or talking on the hands-free. We're also replaying that argument or planning the weekend or engaged in any amount of mental abstraction, recollection, fantasy and projection. The purpose of these exercises is to bring you back to the here and now, to your posture, to your breath, to the people you're sharing the road with. There are tools to enhance your tolerance, improve your stress management, to help you develop more resilience to the frustrations you may experience on your journey. You may like to think of these as exercises in mindfulness, which is the heart of all meditation. It's worth saying right up front that mindfulness is a learned skill, much like playing sport or a musical instrument, or even driving a car. Remember how challenging it was the first time you tried to drive anywhere? How overwhelming it felt trying to put together the need to indicate and brake and change gear just to get around a corner? Nowadays, you have no problem doing all this while also having a conversation and changing radio stations. In just the same way, the more we practice mindfulness, the better we get at it. Mindfulness helps us to live more fully in the here and now. It improves our ability to concentrate and be productive. When we are mindful, we relax. Our bodies produce endorphins, enhancing our sense of well-being and boosting our immune system. All these, and the many other benefits of mindfulness, are described in my book, Hurry Up and Meditate, which is also available in audio format from Belinda. I really hope you find these exercises useful. Try each of them a couple of times and see which ones resonate with you. The most important thing is to embark on each exercise with an open mind and a sense of adventure.